Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic. If you're anything like me, life can sometimes feel like a runaway roller coaster. One minute you're soaring through the sky with pure joy, the next you're plummeting towards the earth with a stomach full of dread. We all go through ups and downs, right? But here's the thing, how we handle those dips and turns is what truly defines us. Today, we're diving deep into cultivating inner strength and resilience because let's be honest, a little mental muscle never hurt anyone. Ever felt like you're being tossed around by life's events? Like everything is happening to you instead of for you? Well, guess what? You have more power than you think. Stoicism isn't about becoming some emotionless robot, it's about developing the mental fortitude to navigate challenges with grace and purpose. It's about recognizing that we can't control everything around us, but we can absolutely control our reactions to it. So, how do we build this inner fortress? Let me share 5 key takeaways that have changed my life. First off, practice mindfulness. Ever heard the saying, be present? It sounds cliche, but it's pure gold. Instead of getting swept up in anxieties about the future or regrets from the past, focus on the here and now. Breathe deeply, savor the little things, and truly appreciate the moment you're in. Second, challenge your thoughts. We all have that inner voice, right? The one that sometimes whispers doubts, fears, and insecurities. Well, Stoicism teaches us to question those thoughts. Are they really true? Are they helpful? Often, our biggest struggles stem from negative thought patterns we haven't even consciously acknowledged. Third, focus on what you can control. This is a game changer. You can't control the weather, other people's actions, or global pandemics, so wishing things were different never hurts. But you can control your own efforts, your attitude, and how you choose to respond to situations. Fourth, cultivate virtue. Stoicism emphasizes living a life of integrity, justice, courage, and wisdom. These aren't just abstract concepts, they are actions we can take every day. Be kind, be honest, stand up for what you believe in, and never stop learning. And finally, remember that life is full of both joy and sorrow. It's the duality of it all that makes it beautiful and meaningful. Don't be afraid to feel your emotions, happiness, sadness, anger, fear, but don't let them control you. Acknowledge them, learn from them, and move forward with strength and grace. Now let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're preparing for a big presentation at work. You've put in the hours, researched thoroughly, and practiced until your words flow effortlessly. But then, right before you step on stage, your stomach starts to churn with nerves. You feel butterflies fluttering around like a frantic flock of pigeons. You know this feeling, that fear of failure, the pressure to perform, the nagging voice whispering doubts in your ear. But here's the stoic twist. You take a deep breath, focus on your preparation, and remember that even if things don't go perfectly, it's not a reflection of your worth. You acknowledge the fear, but you choose not to let it paralyze you. You remind yourself that this is an opportunity to grow, to learn from the experience, and to ultimately show up as your best self. And boom. You nail the presentation. Not because everything went flawlessly, because let's be real, sometimes there are hiccups, but because you faced your fear head on and used it as fuel to power through. That's inner strength, that's resilience in action. It's about showing up even when things are tough, embracing the challenges, and using them as stepping stones to become a stronger, more resilient version of ourselves. So remember, friends, cultivate your inner fortress, practice mindfulness, challenge those negative thoughts, focus on what you can control, live virtuously, and embrace the full spectrum of life's emotions. You got this. Now go out there and make me proud. Share this episode with someone who could use a little stoic wisdom, leave a review if you enjoyed it, and let's keep this conversation going on social media. Catch you in the next episode.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.